It's if you followed cryptocurrencies at all in your life, and you know, for the last few years, and saw what happened, it could be really exciting. It could be really confusing. It could be scary. It could be the unknown is always that way. But these things, this is happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening. The people I talk to, Jay is much more connected than I am on this level in this area. Everybody in Wall Street, they know about this, who knows anything, the big banks, the big corporations. This is where it's going. Your music got digitized. You used to listen to a record, then you listen to an 8-track, then you listen to a cassette, then you listen to CDs. Now, and CDs were digital. That was digital on a little disc. Then it went, you don't even have CDs. I mean, you go get a new car, a lot of these new cars, they don't even have a CD player in them anymore. They got apps to run off the internet, to run off digital downloads. So that's going digital. So then your movies, you know, you think about movies, Gone with the Wind, all the way to now, it's being streamed on Amazon. That's going digital. This is, one, it's a technology thing where technology just goes and becomes faster, more convenient, cheaper. You know, the camera, I can go to the camera store and buy a $500 camera that the greatest cameramen in the world, the greatest movie makers in the world would fawn over in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and even 80s. For $500, I can go buy a camera that's better than their $20,000 cameras in the 80s. I mean, so that tells that one part of this is just technology changing and technology progressing. This is where it goes because it's simple, it's faster, it's more convenient. That's what everybody wants. If I want to send money to Jay across the country, or, you know, if Jay was in Europe somewhere, or, you know, somebody in China, if I want to send money to them, do you know what you got to do to send money from your bank account to somebody in China somewhere right now? Good luck, and it's going to cost a lot. You better send a lot because it's going to cost you a lot to make it worth it. With cryptos, I can send it virtually instantly, certainly within seconds. Within seconds, I can send somebody in China. It is borderless. It is timeless. It is geographic location not sensitive, insensitive, I should say. That's how profound this is. Is there security aspects to it? Is there plans for Fed currencies and other governments are doing? Yes. 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 All of the above. You need to understand this, I believe. Jay's not paying me anything. You know, when he comes on, Joseph Meyer, when he talked about gold, they don't pay us anything. I feel this is very important knowledge for you. I feel it is some of the most important knowledge to understand the economic factors that are weighing you. That's why I had Jay on. So I get emails, why, you know, this is about the mark of the beast. No, okay, you can look at it that way, but you need to understand it, I believe. Some of our listeners, they've already signed up for Jay's Patreon account. They've got his, they followed his teachings, and they've been able on their own to then make 2 and 3 and 400% on some of their small investments. I want you to be free. I want you to have choices. I want you to have independence. And all these things are predicated on some level to your monetary and financial security. And this is the future of monetary and financial security. That's why we're having him on. Jay, why don't you finish your thought? You had just on a couple of thoughts on one of the coins you mentioned, and DeFi Network, Decentralized Financing Network. Define that on a broader scale and what that means for the future of finance, that what we're talking about, that we're not, you know, you going down to the bank and getting a loan, it won't be too much longer before that's just a thing of the past.
Absolutely, yeah. I will talk about that, but you just said something, Daniel, that's the most important thing we could make sure we cover today. And that is, you want these people free. I do what I do. I put the time, the effort, and the energy into what I do because there was a small group of people. When I pulled away, the organization that I had put together in 2017 got very overwhelming to the point that I said, you know, this is invading everything about my life. I started to pull away, and a small group of several hundred people said, listen, if you ever do anything ever again, please include us. So I started this private group to help that group. I'm not of the belief I can help every single one of them 100%, But if I could help, I mean, we've already helped about 50 people make more than $1 million in crypto, more than $2 million in crypto. We've already helped some people do that. But that's exactly it. We started Patreon. We call it the Binge Team, B-I-N-J. It stands for Big Income, No Job. What is that? That's freedom. If you have a big income and you have no job, you can go on to do things in your life that are your heart passion. Maybe your heart passion is to work in ministry. Maybe your heart passion is to work with youth. Maybe your heart passion is to work with human trafficking. I don't know what that is for each person. It doesn't matter to me. The point is, have you had an opportunity ever in your life to get free of the dollar bill? I mean, I do full-blown teachings on raising your financial IQ. I mean, I do all of this because I want a team of people that are completely free of the dollar bill, and they have to make no decisions in their life. Like me today, I make no decisions in my life by looking in my checkbook first. Not ever do I look in my checkbook to see if I can do something. Now, I don't live a lavish lifestyle. I really don't. I don't spend a lot of money. My wife and I, we probably a month to month spend $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Most of it's on our health. But we don't live a lavish lifestyle, but we have all of our time. And you said it. You said, I want you free. And that is when I realized right there, Daniel, why you and I have connected, is because we have that common thread where I'm over here going, I want people free. And you're over here going, I want people free. It dawned on me right there. We talked about this on the last show, why we kind of hit it off so good. That's why. We believe the same way.
Fantastic. I couldn't agree more. I mean, you look at what's going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, now we're getting kind of an esoteric discussion, but there's forces in this world who want to take advantage of the divinity, your consciousness, your creativity, your ingenuity, and they want to use it and manipulate it for their own good. That's obvious. I mean, do we even have to debate that anymore? I don't want that for you. I hope that something arises in you and that you are able to see who you are, not only as a child of the Creator, but also as an American, especially as an American. I mean, people outside of America listen to the show, but that the American spirit, the Declaration of Independence, is servitude. Anything else is going to be slavery. I mean, it's just that simple. And so this helps you, at least financially, that the burdens and the financial shackles that have been put on you with that dollar bill are not as prevalent, and so that you understand something different and be able to escape it. So that's what I would say. And you continue on, Jay. DeFi Network, and finish up with the stock you were saying.
Yeah, okay. So this one I was just talking about, we put out on March the 13th. And, you know, for those of you looking at this on YouTube, I'm showing you a chart right now. On March the 13th, which was right down here, we were able to buy this for around 6 cents. Well, when I put that out as this is a coin I'm looking to buy, I bought it that day for 6 cents. The next day, it was lower. The next day, it was lower. A lot of the folks within the Patreon bought this for 4 and 4.5 cents. And today, that was March 13th. Today, here at the very beginning of August, it's passing its all-time highs of 50 cents, and it's now at 55 cents. So for a lot of those folks, they're up 12, 13x on their purchase. And actually, our first target on this is around a dollar. And so, again, I'm saying these things not to brag. Please don't take it that way. This is not a bragging session. I don't need anybody to pat me on the back. I don't need any attaboys. If I wanted all that, who I am, where I live, my face would be plastered all over the internet. But when in fact I've never put that information out, I don't want that. I don't care about that. I'm telling you, this is the kind of opportunities that are available in cryptocurrency. And this just is getting started. We have been in a 2.5 year bear market that a lot of people have had to ride out with pain, you know, with depression and anger and all the above. And finally, we're breaking out of that, and it's a breath of fresh air because these 1,000% moves are literally the beginning. I was involved in a trade in 2017 that moved 252,000%. 252,000%. So from that perspective, What I'm showing you here today is what's possible, but we're just getting started. Now, you want to talk about the DeFi?
Okay, let me put a bow on what you just said. Let me ask you point blank. Is it possible or even, you know, a good chance that people, that you will see a trade where you could literally put $500 into it and then in a year or two, that $500 is worth $50,000? Is that in the realm of possibility?
Yes, and let me qualify that. In particular, timing is everything when it comes to investing. And so people could put $500 into something today and over these next 18 months, I believe the conditions are right for that kind of reward. However, you can't just jump into crypto anytime you want to, put $500 in, and you're going to get that kind of timing. So when I showed a few minutes ago, and I'll show it again to your YouTube listeners, when I showed this chart of Bitcoin and we blew it out all the way out to see this, during this time right here, this time right there, let me just show you what that was. That time right there was a short period of time, a little over a year, and that was a 52,729% gain that happened between December 2011 and November 2013. So roughly, again, about 2 years. Same thing happened over here. We are just now starting the next expansion in crypto. So what I would say to you is, and I just wanted to make this clear, this is so important, your question is very valid. Yes is the answer. Definitively yes. But timing is everything. And you don't want to throw $500 in crypto when all of a sudden crypto hits 32,000 and now you're excited about it because CNBC said it was a good thing. You want to be doing that.
Because Cramer, Cramer's yelling about it on TV.
That's
the time to sell.
That's not the time to be jumping in. That's when most people jump in. I teach people to buy the fear when it's at the lowest point and everybody's afraid. Oh, my God, it's going down. Oh, I can't believe it. It's so bad on March 13th. Oh, my God, Bitcoin's at 3850. Yeah, buy. And now look at it at $12,000. Buy the fear, sell the greed. Most people buy the greed and they sell the fear for a loss. Mm-hmm. Let me make a statement to your listeners. And I think a lot of people will resonate with this. People live in fear because they project the past into the future.
Wow.
Sometimes, listen to this, sometimes that past is as early as yesterday. And they're projecting that into their future. And that's how come they continuously live in fear. Don't be afraid of something new, folks. Just understand, you can take anything going on in the world and make it phenomenal for your world and those people you're trying to help in your world.
This is, also want to be clear, none of this is financial advice. This is educational material, ladies and gentlemen. Please understand that. Please take it as such. This is educational material, and you can also, you know, take the classes from Jay. I've listened to some of them. They're fantastic. He speaks at a wide variety of subjects. It's just fascinating. We have a caller that's been waiting. We got Greg in Missouri. Greg in Missouri, welcome to the Power Hour. You're live on the air.
Hey, Daniel. Good to be here. Yes. Thank you.
Well, good to have you. Jay has told me that he's known you for a while, and you heard him on the show. In fact, you connected us together originally, and you just want to come on and kind of talk about your experience and what you've seen kind of just as an average Joe with these cryptos and what it's meant for you. So we're excited to have you on, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, and hello, Jay, and good talking with you today. I got introduced to Jay through the internet, and he did. Lots of people heard Jay on the internet in 2017 on YouTube. And my endeavors on YouTube were just trying to learn some about the truth. And I've always had a macro point of view. I've researched gold and silver years ago. I watched the Nixon shock videos. I've studied the inflation of our money problem that we're faced with in this country. It's 10 times, 20 times, 30 times worse than I ever dreamed it was going to be as soon as it's what we're sitting here today, in this time period. And so, yeah, they're printing money like crazy. I knew this was coming. I saw it coming. Why? You know, the question I kept asking myself, why is all this happening? And I was asking myself years ago, and I knew at some point gold was going to go up, silver's going to go up, and, you know, we're going to be seeing more of these things. But I just want to know the truth. And because I'm a seeker of that, I've learned a lot about myself over the years. That's the first thing that in truth learns. And then for some reason, truth brings you into the right people, you know, meeting the right people, Daniel. And that's how I met you. I met you in 2017 too, in Bozeman, Montana.
That's right.
Blackley Place.
That was very
cool. Bozeman, Montana. At a Red Pill Expo. And so we've connected, and I've listened to lots of your shows, and man, you guys, you do a great job, and your folks on your show, I love them. They're great people. They're truth seekers. They want to share. They want to help people, and that's wonderful. Jay started this program that he did with these certain folks that got this email from him, and I happened to be one of them because I took some classes that he offered in January of 2018, right as the collapse was taking place in December 17th highs of the cryptos, where we hit the all-time highs. He offered some classes. I said, perfect time to sign up on whatever he's offered. I'm going to jump in. And I took every class he had to offer, and then it kind of that was it. And in the summer of 2018, in July, Jay opened up this group and Patreon group. And thank you, Jay. I know you don't want to have this acknowledgement, but I'm going to tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I'm 64 years old. I don't mind sharing that. I've been around for a while now, and I tell you both, I did not want to. There's some things you just don't want to have to learn. Like I didn't want to have to learn about digital assets and cryptocurrencies, but the truth got me interested more and more. Because the truth is, things are changing like never before, and a new monetary system is apparently being ushered in, whether I like it or not. I don't like it. Never did like it. I just don't like some of the things that go on in the world. And I didn't like a lot of things about myself, but I needed to change. I needed to learn the truth about it so I could change. So, and I can laugh about some of these things today. And so the crypto world had me fascinated, so I signed up for Jay's class. And it's a Patreon. It's open learning. We have a Telegram group. We get in this Telegram group, and there's many participants far more knowledgeable than I am in the tech world. And so I'm like behind the eight ball, but I'm going to tell you, I live in a small town. I'm around 3,000 to 5,000 people. I know lots of farmers. I'm in the farming industry. I'm on a health board in the county. I just know lots of folks around. I've been involved. And I go around asking people, what do you know about Bitcoin? What do you know about cryptocurrencies? I ain't met anybody yet that could tell me anything about it. I haven't met anybody yet that could tell me anything about it. And in March of 2017, Vicky decided she was going to buy me a Bitcoin for my birthday in April. And she went to the bank and asked the bank president. So the bank president doesn't know anything about it. She comes home and we have my birthday, and she said, I'm so disappointed. You wanted the Bitcoin. I know you've been talking about it. At that time, I hadn't even bought a Bitcoin or Ethereum. I was just learning about it in March of 2017. And when she wanted to buy that for me, that put me in a mode, I'm going to learn how to buy it. I'm going to jump in there. I'm going to figure it out. And I did, and I started buying some cryptocurrencies, and that got me started that summer of 2017. And so here I am today. Gosh, it's a learning curve a little bit. I find it fascinating. I don't like a lot of things in the world, but if this helps me financially to be in an early adopted industry, which I had never participated this early in any major form of a financial industry coming into play. Always heard about them on the last 20%, you know, like the gold, the dot-com bubble. Yeah, I'm ready to get in, and sure enough, I get in, and everybody's going bankrupt. I've been down that road. I've had my failures. I bought gold when it was too high. Greg.
Can I ask you a couple quick questions before we have to go to commercial break?
Go right ahead. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just want a couple of the folks here to hear a couple things that I think you might can shed some light on. You said you're 64. You've been in the Patreon for 2 full years now, a little over 2 years. You've been listening to me every single day for 2 years. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
Okay, and you don't mind me saying to people that you're kind of a whale in the crypto space. I've seen your portfolio, so I know the kind of savings and capital that you've invested into crypto, and I would consider you a whale compared to 99% of the people. Is that okay?
Yes, I'm very excited.
Yes, you are.
What are you trying to do to him?
Your life is changing by the minute, my friend. So here's my question to you. In 2017, you had quite a bit of money invested into cryptocurrency, and it went all the way up. I mean, your investments were just astronomically high. You and I have talked about that. Did you ever take a dime of profit in 2017 when it got to the ultimate high? Or were you stuck like most people going, man, if I get out now, tomorrow it's going to go up another $1 million and I won't know what to do if I got out? What happened to you in 2017? Did you get out or did you stay in? Give it to me in a short answer.
From November to December high, I was so emotionally excited that I thought we were going to go to 100,000 Bitcoin, 78,000 Bitcoin. I didn't have a clue, but I was so emotionally overwhelmed that I did not get out, did not sell any. Watch my cryptocurrency holdings go all the way back down.
Let's end on that note. There's the break. Stay with us, Greg. We'll get more on the other side. Jeez Louise, Jay, you're bringing up some harsh memories for Greg. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. More on the other side. You're listening to the Power Hour.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil, so they would see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Everyone should be pro-life. They should be pro-Declaration of Independence, too. That's just my little constant plug that I have. Let's please be pro-Declaration of Independence, please. We're talking to Crypto J. We have a caller, Greg, is a mutual friend of ours. Greg is the one who hooked us together, and it's been a blessing for, I think, all of us concerned. We've really enjoyed each other and been able to share a lot of information, and it's pretty neat. And Greg's experiences are not necessarily typical, but in some ways they are, and everybody goes through this process. I want to go back to Greg. Somebody texted me. They can't get through to ask a question. Let me ask you a quick question, Jay, before we go further with Greg. They ask about if you can't hold it, you don't own it. Well, you can't hold a Bitcoin. So how do you hold Bitcoin? Just real quick. How do you do that?
You're typically going to hold it in either software or a hardware wallet. A software will be on your computer. And a hardware wallet will be something that you can actually put in your safe, like your brick of gold.
So it's almost like a thumb drive. You have it in there. Nobody can touch it. It has certain keys. And you hold it, and you can put it in your safe or bury it or whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah, and listen, I've got a guy that's a former Microsoft employee. He's also a former Apple employee. He's, as far as you can go, a tech wizard. And he's kind of partnered with me. His name is George. And any person we have, in fact, we can even ask Greg here. Greg may have even had a conference or two with George in the past. I don't know. But he can help with anything people need. He's right now putting together modules that are going to be on my new website to teach people how to use hardware wallets, software wallets, how to protect your coins, all the things that are pertinent. We're trying to do a one-stop shop for people that need anything. And we're trying to do it like, you know, he's going to have videos. You can own them for $20. And you can refer to them anytime you want to, and they're digitally downloaded to your computer.
Very good. Now, let me ask about banks, you know, because I got a text about banks also. So are we talking about there's going to be no banks in the future? We still need banks, or you got to cash out the money somehow. You got to turn it into dollars somehow. Go ahead.
There will be banks, and the dollar's not going away. The dollar's not going away today. I'm told that we've got at least another 20 years on the dollar. as far as it being around. It is going to be rehypothecated more and more every year into digital, and you're going to see a digital dollar. I mean, they tried to give us the stimulus package, the first one, in a digital dollar, and everybody, you know, screamed and hollered, no, 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 you're not getting rid of our money that easily. And so, you know, they're going to make that push. I think you'll see the digital dollar come for China before you will the U.S., but I think it's in the next 24 months. And so banks will have a...
Whoa. You just said something big. 24 months? You say within the next 24 months you think the U.S. currency will be a digital currency?
I've been told that by multiple sources.
And what about the other countries? China? You said China will be first.
They already have the currency built. You can go do a simple Google search. China already has their new digital money already done. They just haven't released it. India already has their new digital money done. They just haven't released it. The United States has not made this official announcement. My understanding from my communication with folks I get to talk to, it's already a done deal. It's just not released yet. It's all in timing.
Where does gold come in? Is China going to use gold to back this digital currency? Because I've heard some quasi gold backed digital currency coming out of China.
Well, you know, we hear a lot of things, but you got to remember, when you have a reserve system that's set up where in the last 90 days they have injected more money into the system than we injected for 200 years. 200 years, two centuries, more money was done in 90 days, okay? When you have that kind of system, you have to understand having a gold-backed currency does away with all of that. I can't imagine anybody that's a part of the overall system going, yeah, let's go to that, because it takes away all their monetary stimulus packages. It takes away all the buying hammers for $30,000, okay? So I believe in gold 100%. I believe people should have some gold. I think they should have some silver. I think they should have some cryptocurrencies. But I am personally not sold on the idea that any government wants a gold-backed currency anymore. You take away their ability to do what they just did. That goes away completely on a gold system.
All right. Let me say the other side. And Greg, you okay just holding on there? Are you okay, Greg?
Yeah, go right ahead. It's great.
Okay, let me say the other side here. I've also heard that they're going to be forced to use gold because gold is legitimate and people know it's legitimate and they have security in it, because the system is going to lose so much credibility that people won't trust it any other way. That they're going to be, it's not because that they're going to want to, they're going to be forced to use gold or some kind of asset-backed currency because for credibility. For confidence.
Would you agree that that's probably, if that was going to come about, would you agree that that might be in the next decade?
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I could see that. Absolutely.
All right. So now you get to see exactly where cryptos comes in. Cryptos is a trustless money. It's the only trustless money on the planet. So why do you think they're pushing so hard?
That's key. Yeah.
Why do you think they're pushing so hard over this next decade to have what I talked about earlier in your show today, which was mass adoption of crypto? Because now you can get rid of a system, an old system that's failing, go to a new system, and they get to kick their can down the road a little bit longer. So, again, for me personally, and I'm just giving my opinion, I don't see any government chomping at the bit to have a gold-backed system, because it takes away all the dark pools of money. You ever talked about that on your show, the dark pools?
Oh, absolutely. Okay, yeah, Catherine Austin Fitz, $21 trillion has been stolen.
Yeah, anyway, every bit of it just goes away the minute that you put a chaperone in the room, and the chaperone is gold. So, again, I'm just not a believer. I've been wrong a bunch in my lifetime. I could be wrong about this, too.
All right. Well, do you have anything to say about that, Greg? Any thoughts that you have?
Yeah, I believe that gold definitely has its play. It always has. And I think that's pretty well how it's going to work. I think cryptos, Bitcoin, gold, and silver are going to be shining stars this next decade. I really do.
Absolutely.
Overall, from what have you gained? What it's like? What is it like being part of Jay's Patreon group? I mean, what have you gotten out of it? Just not only financially, but just individually, personally, in your family. What has it meant to you?
Well, that's a great question. Thank you for asking. It has changed my life. And our lives are changing all the time, and I want to improve. I want to learn. I want to be more educated in what's going on in the world. And I want to be happy and free. And this is something that we talk about, freedom and happiness, all the time. Jay is a coach. He's a life coach. I didn't even know that. I was just first introduced to Jay that, hey, I'm going to learn from this man. He understands trading, got a 20 year history of trading currencies successfully, I believe. I listened to him tell stories. So I'll be learning more about it. But then the other side of it is that he has been a coach in terms of personal coach to the group and gave us lots of things to think about and we share about and a lot of people agree about. And so that's been a real plus in those areas as well. The education is one. I've learned a lot. I mean, Jay was just talking. I have to find out for myself. Jay says, and other people, you know, when you need to learn for yourself. Don't believe everything I say, and don't believe everything I say. Go in there, do your research. Jay's always said that over and over. Go do your research. Find out for yourself. And I'm looking at an article that I've had on my phone since March the 16th of 2020. Jay just brought it up today in this group on your show about the OCC. And this article was telling the world, the U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin appoints Coinbase chief legal officer to oversee the banking system. And that article, I'll just read just a couple of things real quick. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, a longtime cryptocurrency and Bitcoin skeptic, has named Brian Brooks as one of the country's top banking regulators. Wow. Brooks will serve as the next chief operating officer and deputy comptroller of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. That's the OCC. After stepping down from his role as the chief legal officer at Coinbase, the largest cryptocurrency exchange in the United States. And the OCC has been around since 1863. It is the primary regulator of banks and federal savings associations in the U.S. I had to go find that out for myself, too, and it's out there for anybody to read. That is not an accident. Brian Brooks is there for a reason.
The former head of Coinbase has now been tapped to be the head of overseeing the banking industry, ladies and gentlemen. What else do I need to say?
Chief legal officer. Yeah, absolutely. Chief legal officer.
Is there anything else you want to ask, Greg? Because we got to talk about gold and silver before we go, Jay.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask him when he was all wrapped up in the fear and the anxiety and the emotion of the move in 17, over this last 2 years through the Patreon, have you been able to come to grips with why you did what you did and you now have a different plan, a totally different plan, as well as for when crypto expands again, even more than it is now? But also, do you now have a plan for the next 7 to 10 years that you and I have gone over through the Patreon group?
Oh, absolutely. That's been your whole point. That's your whole teaching perspective, is to help people that are very new from the guy that bought his first Litecoin or Bitcoin, know how to manage his emotions through a market cycle. And you have the whole teachings on what a real market cycle is. There is actually, you showed us what the cheat sheet on the psychological effects of the market cycle are, and we can talk about that. You could talk about that for another hour or two. You probably already have on his show a little bit, but there's a lot we've talked about that. So, yes, I'm excited that I can sit at my computer and at some point, at some target points that we have discussed thoroughly, that I will be able to sell cryptocurrencies at a profit that will be overwhelming. I am very excited, Greg,
real quick, because I know Daniel's ready to move on. You also have a place that you can sell that much cryptocurrency and not be worried that Coinbase is going to lock all your stuff up, don't you? Who is that that you have set up?
Yes, absolutely. And that is a firm, Caleb and Brown in Australia, a great group of people. And I know one gentleman's in there personally now. We communicate on the phone, talk about my holdings and what I want to sell. And there's several points along the way in a very small portfolio that I have for trading. And I'm working out small trades as well as we see pullbacks where it's a chance to buy and then there's a chance to sell a little bit. Caleb and Brown, they got, what, 100 million liquidity per day? Is that what
they're up to several hundred million per day, but you know, they give, yes, they give 100 million of that, yes, a day just to our group.
Just to our group.
Well, one of the, let me add on to that. One of the big problems with cryptos is you start to process all this, ladies and gentlemen, and just had the text about the banking industry. Well, how do I go from cryptos to every day to pay my light bill? How do I, how do I liquidate this? And so one of the things that Jay is able to do for people is give them a whole process and a whole way of, from nuts to bolts, really, of understanding this and dealing with it. That's one of the great values of being involved with his group and knowing him that I've seen. And I'm sure Jay would, or Greg would agree with that.
Yes, Jay mentioned George in the group, and he is very experienced technical guy, and he's helped me personally. If Jay mentioned that he may have been working with me, I call on George for any issues I have. I'm not that techy of a guy, but our group has tech people in it, and we get answers. I get answers from other people in the group as well, and I've shared some of my information. Matter of fact, I've come a long way in 2.5 years, so I'm able to answer questions with people out here that I run into about cryptocurrencies and where it's headed and some about how it works.
Hey, Daniel, I think you'll, yes, agree, I think you'll agree with this as we let Greg get back to his day. Greg, you are a blessing of a human being. It's been my honor to get to know you in this lifetime, and I just want you to know that publicly here.
Oh, thank you, Jay. I don't like Greg at all. I don't like Greg at all. I don't like him at all or his family. Greg's salt of the earth. I'd do anything for Greg. In fact, we're going to try to have dinner here directly one time soon.
Sounds great. Sounds great to me.
Thanks for coming on, buddy.
God bless you. Tell your wife I said hello.
Thanks. I will. Thank you, Jay. Thanks for having me, Daniel.
Absolutely. I'll talk to you soon, Greg. God bless. The audience may be thinking, why is Daniel having his friends on to talk about this? This, ladies and gentlemen, we're not getting any advertisement dollars for this. I want you to understand this, and I want you to understand kind of the relationship, how I've developed it. It's through my friends, and we talk about this, and we work together, and we work. That's kind of how the group is, and that's how, getting this information, and it's fun. And it's just another support tool with all this that's going on in the world and all the uncertainty and all the doubt. I how I feel about you, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you do. And if you're a new listener, that's why I'm here, for you. And I want you to be blessed, be happy, be supported, be all these things. And that's why we're having Jay on. And I think it can help you. So, take advantage of it or don't, or just know the information. It's not financial advice. It's just educational information, and take advantage of it as you see fit. We got about 6 or 7 minutes left in the show, Jay. We haven't talked about gold and silver a lot, but this morning gold blew past 2000 on the way to 2050 something. I think it was its high. I don't know. I was on air. I think it's in the $2,040. Silver went all the way up to 27. It pulled back a little bit since then, but still in the high 26. I mean, we've seen massive explosions in this recently. Give us an idea of why all this is happening and what the gold and silver market is telling us and why we need to understand this.
Well, again, it goes back to the whole thing we've just been talking about with the amount of money injected in the system is greater than that of 200 years. I'm a much bigger advocate of silver than I am gold. And you may know that, for the better part of 4 decades, Warren Buffett would not at all invest in gold, where, a lot of people were being told, hey, this is how you transfer the value of wealth and blah, blah, blah. To me, it's all about speculation. So I think gold is a great hedge. And yes, you can hedge some with it. I think that if you look at what the Fed is fixing to do from a perspective of inflation, they are almost guaranteeing us we're going to go into another level of inflation, which would just basically means the devalue of the dollar. That can't not happen with $3 trillion that just came forward. Above, by the way, folks, money that a lot, there's big clumps of that money that they're not willing to share with the taxpayers of where it went. What kind of system is this? You know, so I think it was, you can probably tell me better from your history, but wasn't Jefferson that said, I think it was him that said something to the tune of, if you allow once you give up the control of printing your own money, then it doesn't matter who makes the rules. And now here we have people making rules where we're going to put $3 trillion out there and there's going to be big blocks of $600 billion. And we're not even going to tell the taxpayers who we're expecting to pay it back or service the debt. We're not going to tell them what we did with it. Are you kidding me?
Well, seriously? Jefferson said something similar to that. Rothschild, Mayor Rothschild is who you're talking about. He said almost that exact quote. I don't care who makes the rules as long as I control the money supply. And that's what we're seeing. So gold and silver, we got about 5 minutes.
Yeah, so on to gold here. I think what we're going to see from a charting perspective is I think we're going to see gold, if this move can continue, and that really depends on the dollar index, okay? So if you look at the dollar index.
What is the dollar index, so people understand? What is that?
Okay, so that's an index where you can invest in the dollar. I'm pulling it up on the charts right now just so people that are watching this can see it live when they're looking at the YouTube video. And you'll notice that today it made some new lows. It was pushing on the low as gold was popping out the top. But right here is the most important part. You see this surge in March where the dollar went up right here and it challenged this old high of 103.77. When that happened, that created a liquidation event on Bitcoin, gold, silver. That's when silver, let's go to silver's chart. That's when silver pushed down right here. I did not know that event was coming, but I had already been telling folks in our Patreon, look, you're going to expect to see an $11 to a $9 silver. On that day, we went down to $11.62. And I'm an advocate of continuing to buy silver. So for me personally, I don't give a ton of advice on how much gold or silver you should have. For me personally, I think that if a person is doing good diversification, I think that 10 or 15% of your holdings in precious metals is almost too low. I know guys that are former Morgan Stanley and JP Morgan employees, and they have 25% of their allocation into assets like this. And of the 25%, they have more than 50% in silver because that's the one that can pay you.
Let me ask you on that, because the Wall Street price, the spot price is what we're talking about, $26. Okay, even when it went down to 11 on the crash on the coronavirus, you couldn't go into a coin store and then buy an ounce of silver for $11. There became a real disconnect between the price of physical silver and what Wall Street was saying. And we're even seeing that now. And a Silver Eagle spot price, maybe $26. Please, somebody tell me where you can buy a Silver Eagle for under $33. So there's a big disconnect. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, well, that disconnect is nothing more than the same thing we see at every market, and that's greed. It's not really a disconnect. It's just, hey, it's an open market, and people have the ability to price gouge. You're fixing to see that same price gouging, by the way, in the grocery store. You're going to see that same price gouging at the box store. If you've been thinking about buying you that new drill you want or that new saw, you might want to go get it because I hear coming in September, it's going to get bad walking into a box store.
So, bad as far as availability, a price, what?
As far as you used to buy that saw for $400 and now that saw is $625. Same saw from 30 days ago, just like silver. You used to could buy it a dollar or two over spot. Now you're having to pay $7, $8, $10 over spot to get silver. That's free enterprise. And if people decide they want to do that, that again, by the way, is why the wealthiest people in the world, they buy the fear. They buy when the prices are low. When silver was down for 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, the smartest people in the world are buying. When Bitcoin's down for 2 years and it's on sale, That's when you buy it. Most people, Daniel, they only want to buy something on sale on Black Friday when they step on your face walking into Best Buy and they want to get an Xbox for $100 off. But when Bitcoin goes on sale, they go, I'm not touching that thing. Look how hard it came down today. I'm not going anywhere near it. My mouth is salivating when those big red candles show up. I can't wait to buy some more Bitcoin, some more Litecoin, some more Neo, some more Chainlink. And then when it goes up and everybody's greedy and diving into the price, that's when I'm looking to sell. It's the exact opposite of what we're taught.
We got about a little over a minute. It's been a real pleasure having you on as always. I always enjoy our conversations and getting to meet you and the people in the group. And really been first rate for me, from my perspective. So thank you.
Let me tell your folks something real quick. And I appreciate you too, Daniel. I appreciate all the folks you have. And I really am in touch with what you said today about helping people get free. People don't get caught making the mistake of not understanding the hard cost of something and the opportunity cost of something. So the hard cost might be you have to get a little education. It doesn't have to be my education. Just get some education about this space. I'm not partial. It has to be me. I might not be the coach for everybody. That's okay. I've already come to grips with that. But make an investment in your education to get involved in this space somewhere, somehow, again, does not even have to be with me, and understand that the hard cost of that might be $77 a month. It might be $1,000 for education, but the opportunity cost is understanding exactly what Daniel said earlier today, and that is this is the largest transfer of wealth that has ever taken place on this planet.
Wow. And there's the music. We're going to end on that. Ladies and gentlemen, we want you happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. Please support us over at the Power Mall, thepowermall.com. All the great sales that we have in the specials and the new Power Silver, it's flying off the shelves. It's fantastic, and we have an unbelievable price on it. So get it while you can. Get it in your hands. Put it in your pantry. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll see you. God bless you. See you next time.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease, it's just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.